strikes me that there are some women in the United States who have lived their whole lives, and have never known a time when there wasn't a national organization for women, usually known by the acronym NOW. 40 years old, the headline from yesterday's St. Louis Post-Dispatch says, now at 40, feminist organization hasn't aged. It's evolved. Well, I don't know. I've been around for longer than 40 years, and I've aged. Not a lot of evolution, more de-evolution taking place with me. We're going to talk about 40 years with the National Organization for Women. Phyllis Schlafly will be our guest here in the first 15 minutes of the program. I'm Todd Wilkin. You're listening to Issues Etc. We're coming to you live this Thursday. It's the 30th of March. After we conclude our conversation with Phyllis of Eagle Forum at about 3:20 for the remainder of this segment, we're going to be talking about, we're going to let the president talk a little bit, too. He's had a few things to say lately on religious freedom in China. And then, starting at 3:30 until 4, soundbite of the week. Now, this is a very quick half hour of soundbite of the weeks, and we've got six of them. So you will need to begin calling quickly when we start at 3:30 playing soundbite of the week. Some really good stuff this week. We couldn't turn any of it down. Then, starting in the second hour of the program, we're going to be walking through the liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, one of the most ancient liturgies in the Christian church. We're going to be walking through it and seeing what it's all about. Kent Burrison will be joining us for that. The last hour, you do not want to miss this one. Dr. David Adams is going to be, and there was this story in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch about, well, it was a national story, really, about a new poll that shows that the average American, 75% of them, encounter profanity in public on a regular basis. And many of them say that they engage in profanity in public on a regular basis. What is profanity? The second commandment says you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Does that cover what we hear in public? At least 75% of us are hearing it in public. Dr. David Adams will be our guest for the last hour of Issues, etc. Our call-in number is 505-7850. 1-800-730-2727. Phyllis Schlafly is a regular guest. She is president of Eagle Forum and author of several books, including Feminist Fantasies. Phyllis, welcome to Issues Etc.
Yes, this is Phyllis.
Always good to have you back, Phyllis.
Thanks, always good to talk to you.
Well, they're marking 40 years of the National Organization for Women. Has it done anything in those 40 years that you consider to be beneficial to women?
No, nothing beneficial. They've done a lot of damage. What they do is make women believe they're victims of an oppressive, male-dominated society. They used to run a little ad in the papers and the magazines that showed a darling, curly-headed child. And the caption over the picture was, this normal, healthy child was born with a handicap. She was born female. And it's so unfortunate to make women feel they're oppressed and mistreated. It's this whole science of victimology. American women are the most privileged, fortunate people who ever lived on the face of the earth.
Phyllis, you had early contact with the National Organization for Women and the Equal Rights Amendment. Give us the briefest of that long history.
Well, they were started by Betty Friedan and then picked up by the very successors, and I've debated them all, and they all about say the same thing. And they, at least since 1977, they have been for abortion funding, for the whole gay rights agenda, every single bit of it, for universal taxpayer-funded daycare for all children. They are ones who believe the village should raise the child rather than parents. For affirmative action to get women in the jobs, to put women in military combat. And, of course, they worked for the Equal Rights Amendment, which we beat them on in a 10-year battle.
Would women have equal pay in the workforce were it not for the work of NOW over these last 40 years?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me that, because NOW was started, 50 years ago was, 19...
Well, it would be 1966 when they...
1966. Mm-hmm. The Equal Pay for Equal Work Act was passed in 1963. So that was before Betty Friedan wrote her book, before Dow got started. They had absolutely nothing to do with it. It was done by Congress, and then it was further expanded in 1964 in the Civil Rights Act. And it's been the law of the land since then. They had absolutely nothing to do with it. They're not entitled to any of the credit.
Now, they would say that equal pay for equal work is still not a reality, and they would point to statistics that show that women in the workforce are paid less than men in the workforce.
Not for the same work. They can't show that.
How would you account for that, then?
Well, take me. I mean, you take the average wage paid to all men and compare it to the average pay to all women. And I spent 25 years in the home raising my six children with no paid job. And so I'm never going to earn in the workforce what a man or woman who spent his or her own life in the workforce. These are career choices that people make. And if you know somebody who isn't getting equal pay for equal work, you ought to report it to the authorities. We've got a tremendous establishment that's set up to remedy some people who did. There are always going to be some people who disobey the law, but there's a whole government apparatus to take care of that.
Phyllis, how is it that the issue of abortion became not just one, but the issue for organizations like the National Organization for Women?
Well, I think that happened in the International Women's Year Conference in November 1977 in Houston. You see, the Equal Rights Amendment was their first goal, and which came out of Congress in 72. And by 77, they were beginning to see that they weren't getting it. They weren't passing the states, and it was going to expire in 79. And so they got Congress to give them $5 million to have this big conference. And they began to think that they needed to attract the pro-abortion movement and the pro-lesbian movement in order to build up their ranks in order to get the Equal Rights Amendment. And they all came together. They had enormous publicity. It was a big media event, but it certainly showed what they're for. And I think that was the conference that really decided and set their agenda. They passed resolutions for 75 things that they said women wanted. Of course, it wasn't what women wanted; it was what the feminists wanted. And it was a big turnoff for the American public, who are not for all those things.
Is now anti-men?
Yes, absolutely. They've been promoters of things like the Violence Against Women Act, which is a very anti-man organization, and trying to instill the notion that men are naturally batterers and women are naturally victims. They've infiltrated the judicial system to put forth the idea that you have a he said, she said conflict. You always have to believe the woman and disbelieve the man.
And then you
can see another aspect of their anti-male work and what they've done on Title IX. Now, Title IX was passed in 72, and it had a good purpose to make sure women had equal educational opportunities. But they've used it to get the colleges to eliminate men's sports teams. And they have forced colleges to eliminate 171 wrestling teams. Now, that's nothing but being anti-man and anti-masculine. That doesn't do anything for women at all, and it's just an outrage because wrestling is a very masculine sport. It has nothing to do with money. It's the cheapest sport you can have. All I need is a mat, and that feeds their anti-male psychology.
Phyllis, you mentioned that you had spent 25 years caring for husband and children. What would the true believer in the National Organization for Women, what would they say about how you've spent those 25 years or how you did spend them?
Well, Betty Friedan called the home a comfortable concentration camp, and a lot of their spokesmen and writers called the full-time housewife a parasite and said she wasn't worth anything because she wasn't being paid, and true fulfillment was out in the workforce. That's the way they looked at it. And they made a lot of women unhappy about it. And another way they made women unhappy, they built their ranks and their membership by something called the consciousness-raising session. And a bunch of women would get together, and then they would exchange horror stories about how badly some man had treated them. And, of course, there's some men are slobs out there, and some men do treat women badly. But when they spent their time sitting around exchanging these horror stories, grievances are like flowers. They grow, and if you water them, they little grievances grow into big grievances, and sometimes you think you have grievances that really weren't even worth talking about.
What about the younger generation of women? After 40 years, how do you assess now's appeal to this younger generation?
Well, I think they're a bunch of aging, bitter women, and you can see the bitterness in their faces. And I don't see how any young women could consider them role models. I think there is a big change. I talk a lot on college campuses, and I really was thrilled. Just a couple of weeks ago, I spoke at Washington and Lee in Virginia, and a full chapel there, and I talked on feminism and what's wrong with it, and I got a standing ovation at the end. So I think there's somewhat of a change. I think a lot of the young women are turned off by the term feminist. They reject the old line. Most young women do want to get married and have a baby, and I think that they're beginning to see that the old line feminists have led them down the primrose path, and it doesn't produce happiness.
Well, now is always granted a table or a place at the table when there is ever a media discussion, a representative or someone there. Is it true that the National Organization for Women represents American women?
No, they don't represent America at all. And I remember in the 1980s, they had a big slogan that this was the year of the woman and the women were going to elect the next president. Well, women did elect the next president, but his name was Ronald Reagan. And the majority of women did vote for Ronald Reagan. So I think I really think they're ancient history. The ones who are the old line bitter feminists, they talk a lot about choice, but they don't want to give women the choice to be a full-time homemaker. They think if women are so dumb to make that choice, they shouldn't have that choice, because they all ought to be out in the workforce. And they're always bragging about the higher percentage of mothers who are in the workforce. And I think women can do whatever they want, but you have to get the right attitude in the first place, and you'll never get the right attitude if you go to any of those NOW meetings.
One thing I've noticed is that in the story that was that ran here locally about the 40th anniversary of the National Organization for Women, they're talking here about a membership of... oh, maybe 500,000 members all said. And it strikes me that if they were genuinely representative of the American population, their numbers would be much larger than just 500,000.
Well, I don't believe those figures in the first place. And a lot of it is raised by asking women to send their check to put them in the Constitution or to guarantee their right to abortion or to get lesbian privileges or whatever, and that's not where the heart of America is.
Are they really pro-woman?
No, they're pro-feminist, and they're anti-male. And you can see this in all of their activities, and I think it's been generally destructive. It doesn't produce happy women. It doesn't produce good marriages. It doesn't produce fulfillment in whatever career you take. All the women I deal with are generally pretty happy women, but you can see that most of them are not happy. And another aspect of it is that after having kicked the husbands out and gotten liberation from home, husband, family, and children, they then look to Big Brother government to solve their problems. They try to make their personal problems a societal problem and then look to the government to solve it. That is, they want the government to get them an affirmative action job. They want the government to provide them with free babysitters if they have a baby. They want the government to provide them with abortion, free abortion. All up and down the line, they are government solutions for their personal problems, and that's what they're for.
EagleForum.org is a website address for Eagle Forum. You'll find lots of resources there, including Phyllis's book called Feminist Fantasies. The website address, EagleForum.org. Phyllis Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum and author of several books, including Feminist Fantasies. The website address, again, EagleForum.org. Phyllis, thanks again for being our guest.
Oh, thank you, and have a good day.
You as well. Our Issues, Etc. book of the month for March is a children's book. Now, Do we have one more day in March? Is tomorrow? I'm trying to figure out when April Fool's Day is because I'm always a little guarded on April Fool's. Just, I've got people who are out to get me. So I'm a little bit guarded on April Fool's. Well, we have a couple days left in March and a couple days for you to still order our Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for March. It's a great Easter gift. It's right up that alley. It's called He is Risen Indeed. It's the story of the death and resurrection of Jesus, and it is illustrated in this picture book with the text of Holy Scripture. It's $12.99 plus shipping and handling. You can find it at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can order it by calling Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the book, He is Risen Indeed, the Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for March. All right, for the remainder of this segment, we're going to be hearing a bit from President George W. Bush. We've been talking over the course of this week, and really for quite some time here on Issues, Etc., about religious freedom. The president had something to say about religious freedom in China. We'll play that for you. Then, starting at the bottom of the hour, we've got Soundbite of the Week. We've got six this time. That means you might want to get on the phone early, listen while you're on hold, and vote for your Soundbite of the Week. That's how it works. We play them, you listen, you tell us which one is your Soundbite of the Week and why. And then, coming up in the second hour of the program, Kent Burrison will be our guest. We'll spend an hour talking about the liturgy, this ancient liturgy of the Church, the Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom. He's from Concordia Seminary, not Chrysostom, but Kent Burrison is from Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis. And in the third hour of the program, one of his colleagues, Dr. David Adams, joins us here in Studio A. There's a new poll on profanity. We'll talk about profanity, cussing, swearing. What's the difference between those two, if there is one? And the second commandment, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Dr. David Adams will be our guest in the third hour of the program. Now, our call-in numbers as we listen to President Bush here for the next few minutes, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. All right, do we have the Bush cut sitting there? All right, we'll have to wait and see if we can get those cuts from President Bush. Our call-in numbers, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. It's open lines, and when we start playing Soundbite of the Week, just for those of you who are new to the game, it's just a game. It's just a lighthearted thing. No right answers, no wrong answers. When we start playing Soundbite of the Week, you listen. You don't necessarily listen for the one that you agree with. It may be one that amuses you. It may be one that frustrates you or infuriates you. It might be one that you do agree with, but it's the one that when you listen to it, you say, did you hear that? I want to hear that again. That's a Soundbite of the Week. We'll start that in just a few minutes here on Issues, Etc. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Let's see what Bob has to say. He's calling from his car. Bob, welcome to Issues, Etc.
How are you this afternoon?
Doing well.
Say, I was listening to the Phyllis Schlafly interview, and very, very insightful insights on her part, I feel, into what feminism is. My personal opinion, and of the whole, you know, the intentions are one thing, the results are something else, and I'm afraid what the results are. They ought to rename feminism and its objectives is not so much freedom for women as it is freedom from men, freedom for men. Freedom for men from being responsible fathers. They've enabled men to not have to earn a paycheck anymore to support the children. They can get out of any marriage they want to. I think this is not women's liberation. I think the net result is men's liberation.
Okay, so freedom from men, freedom for men.
I think probably what I'm trying to say is it's not women's liberation as much as it is men's liberation is the net result.
Yeah, I understand what you say. And the term liberation there, Bob, and thank you for the call, the term liberation there is free to do what? Free to not be responsible for your kids? What happened with no-fault divorce? Husband can now divorce wife without cause. What happens with abortion on demand? Father, maybe not even a husband, has no responsibility for that kid. Is there a reason why in the minority population of the United States, the illegitimacy rate is so high? It has nothing to do with the fact that people are minorities. Is there a reason why the illegitimacy rate is as high as it is across the population? I'd love to get your reaction to the 40th anniversary for the National Organization for Women. Our call-in number is 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Phyllis was pretty stark. She said it was an organization of aging and embittered women. When we watched we actually played for you, the sound from that recent pro-choice rally, that vigil they held on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, right as the president's nominations for the Supreme Court were working their way through the Senate. I remarked on that when I was watching the video. I said, these women are all old enough to be my grandma. Well, maybe not that old, but almost. There were very few young women there. And it seems like the diehard feminist is a dying breed. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. I don't think that Betty Friedan and the rest of those who were there at the beginning of the National Organization for Women thought that when they, quote-unquote, liberated the woman from the home so she could go to work, from her home, her husband, her children, that they were actually fueling the fires of the worst impulses of men as well. I don't think they thought they were doing that. Maybe they had the best of intentions. But the result has been, after 40 years, men are no more responsible. Maybe it didn't have anything to do with anyone being responsible. And you can't leave the sexual revolution out of the mix. With sexual liberation, that seemed to be part and parcel of the feminist call, especially in the 60s and 70s. Everybody got liberated. So men are now free to do what they please as well. You know who suffers the most? Well, women certainly have suffered after 40 years of now. Men, in their own way, they've suffered. They're no better off. But those who have truly suffered are the children. Where do the children get left when dad is encouraged to take responsibility only for himself and mom is encouraged to take responsibility only for herself? You know where they end up? Not in an orphanage. No, they end up in daycare. Pretty much from infancy until they're old enough to feed themselves. It's a pretty sad legacy. LCMS World Relief is an underwriter of issues, etc. There are bigger problems than we have here in the U.S., and some of them are worldwide. LCMS World Relief keeps its eye on those problems, such as those going on in the Sudan. They are offering and supplying school books and supplies for children in the Nuba Mountains there in that African country, emergency food for students in schools located in southern Sudan, help for refugees all over the country. LCMS World Relief is concerned for both body and soul. It is Christ-centered, cross-focused relief effort. You can find out more about them at our website, issuesetc.org. You'll find their logo right there, issuesetc.org. Or you can call them 1-888-930-4438. 1-888-930-4438. Soundbite of the week, right after this.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
If you're like me, you could spend hours just browsing in a bookstore. Well, every month we tell our Issues Etc. listeners about a special book. We call it the Issues Etc. Book of the Month. And you can find each and every one of our Issues Etc. Books of the Month at Concordia Publishing House's bookstores. They're here in St. Louis. One's at 3558 South Jefferson in the city. The other on the campus of Concordia Seminary here in Clayton. They're signs for the CPH bookstore. They have the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March. It's called He Is Risen Indeed. It's a children's book telling the simple story of Christ's death and resurrection. These are the CPH bookstores, 3558 South Jefferson, or here on the campus of Concordia Seminary in Clayton. The Book of the Month for March, He Is Risen Indeed. 3558 South Jefferson, or on the campus of Concordia Seminary.
Pause with this Global Minute to learn about powerful ways to pray for missionaries you know. These tips are taken from Mission Vision Network's website under Resources. One of the best ways is to start praying the missionary will have a deeper understanding of God and that their love for Him will grow deeper as well. Pray missionaries will have the daily discipline to spend time in God's Word and to hear His voice. This is extremely important for missionary families who live in areas where they have little or no contact with other Christians. Pray they'll take care of their health, both physical and moral. You can have an impact on spiritual needs around the globe as you cover in prayer the men and women who represent Christ in places where He's not known. Pray more Christians will follow your example, so prayer for a global harvest will increase. Learn more on the important work of praying for missionaries. Come and visit missionvisionnetwork.org. That's missionvisionnetwork.org.
Welcome to the Meyer Minute. Yesterday's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel grabbed my attention with its headline, "Americans Don't Like Cheaters on Spouses or Taxes." The article reported latest findings from the Pew Research Center on what Americans think about 10 activities. Is it morally wrong for married people to have an affair? 88% answered yes. Is it morally wrong not to report all income on your taxes? 79% said it is wrong. 61% said it is immoral to drink alcohol excessively, 52% to have an abortion, 50% to smoke marijuana. Homosexual behavior is morally wrong, said 50%. Telling a lie to spare someone's feelings gets 43% disapproval, and sex between unmarried adults is frowned on by 35%. 35% disapprove of gambling, 32% of overeating. Comparing that Pew poll to the Ten Commandments is interesting. The Pew poll is narrow, focusing only on issues of four of the Ten Commandments. Pew does not ask about God, but the Ten Commandments are all based on our duty to God. Pew reports changeable opinion, but the Ten Commandments are God's definitive, thou shalt not. The Journal Sentinel headline grabs attention, but the actual list was back on page 12A. Is God's list on the front of your page today? Can you recite the Ten Commandments?
The St. Louis Metro Area Lutheran Elementary School Association will host an evening of food, fun, fellowship, and fundraising at its third annual Building Blocks Scholarship Fund Dinner Auction, Friday, April 7th, from 6 until 10 p.m. at the Royal Orleans Banquet Center on Telegraph Road in South County. The theme of this year's dinner auction is "We're All About Kids." Tickets for the event, $50 per person. For more information, contact Sue at the Lutheran Elementary School Association.
Tomorrow on Issues, Etc., answering the objections of atheists, agnostics, skeptics, with Christian apologist Ron Rhodes. Then Sunday night on the program, World Religions. Dr. H. Wayne House will be our guest to talk about the basics of the religious landscape globally. H. Wayne House of Faith Seminary. That's Sunday night from 10 to 11 on 91.5 FM here in St. Louis. It's Soundbite of the Week. Simple rules. You listen. You call. You tell me which one of these six we're going to play for you is your soundbite of the week. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to disagree with it. It just has to be for you when you listen to it. I want to hear that again. Or did they really say that? Maybe you're simply amused by it. Some of these today are a little bit amusing. We just take sound bites from the previous week. One of these, by the way, came from last week, but I think it came so late that we weren't able to use it until this week. A caller. We do it, try to put a caller in there every once in a while. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. No wrong answers. I'm not going to interrogate you when you call in. I just want to know what's your soundbite of the week and why. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. You can also chime in via our email address, issuesetc@kfuo.org. Issuesetc@kfuo.org. By the way, it doesn't have to be the most theologically correct soundbite of the week. Sometimes it's going to be theologically very incorrect. Here's soundbite one. Famous person, Hillary Clinton, commenting recently on immigration reform and Jesus.
I think we need to sound the alarm about what is being done in the Congress. This bill would literally criminalize the Good Samaritan and probably even Jesus himself.
Is that your soundbite of the week? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Issues ETC at KFUO.org. Here is soundbite number two. It is one Father Juarez on the same subject, that's immigration reform, although he seems to be attempting to speak for just about everybody.
As we walk the path of enlightened service of the Buddha, as we seek to follow the precepts of Allah, the Merciful, as we invoke the assistance of the God of Abraham, as we call upon the name of Jesus.
There's Father Warheads at soundbite number two. Is it your soundbite of the week? If it is, call and tell me why. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. I think the next one is a caller from California. No, it's Uwe Simonetto. It's a good guest, Uwe Simonetto. He's giving rare kudos to the Muslims in France.
Obviously, I'm no great friend of the Muslim thugs that that come in and break up the downtown areas. But for once, they do the job. They come in and they do do the job that these demonstrating kids' parents should have done 10 years ago. That's giving them a good old lashing, you see, I mean, once in a while. So I mean, they come in from the suburbs and beat the brown matter out of them, which unfortunately the parents should have done. But again, it's like in this country. If you spank your child, you're some kind of a fiend.
You know, Uwe has a way of, what, sanitizing his language for on-air conversation? They come in and beat the brown matter out of them. That's soundbite number three. Is it your soundbite of the week? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. This is soundbite number four. This is a caller from California. She's commenting on what she sees as the feminization of Sunday morning in many churches.
But I think in a lot of churches, their worship services have become kind of religious Tupperware parties. They're always trying to sell something. You know, the thing is that happens with those parties, it's been my experience going to them, women will use relationships sometimes to kind of manipulate people to buy things.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. And in church, in some churches, people come in and there's this kind of manipulation going on. They're trying to sell you something. And it isn't even really preaching anymore. It's just a germ of an idea. I don't really have it well developed, but when you said that, it really struck me that I think the thing that keeps men away from many churches is that element that keeps them away from little parties like that. It's this feeling when you walk through the door, they're trying to get something from me, and they're trying to do it in a manipulative way, and I don't want to have anything to do with this.
Soundbite number four, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. That was one of those when the minute we got off the phone with her, I said, that's a soundbite of the week. Our in-studio email address, issuesetc at kfuo.org. Here's soundbite number five, yesterday's conversation with Ben Witherington, how to read, and I guess for that matter, since the movie's coming out, how to watch The Da Vinci Code.
Let's be clear. The Priory of Zion is basically a modern myth. Opus Dei is a genuine Catholic organization which does not have albino monks as headmen. And so the truth of the matter is that you need to read this as hysterical fiction rather than historical fiction when you're reading The Da Vinci Code.
That's soundbite number five. Is it yours? And if it is, why? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, or issuesetc at kfuo.org. Here's the last one, and we usually try and save the best for last. This is not necessarily the best soundbite of the week. That's for you to decide. But since Dr. Montgomery has the longest list of degrees and qualifications of any of our guests over the many years of Issues, etc., and since he can speak from firsthand experience, actually having quested for Noah's Ark himself, here he is talking about what he considered to be his essential provisions when he made his trek to Mount Ararat.
In my work on the mountain, I was better stocked with Conan Boer and Moët Champagne than anybody else had been. No doubt about that. We were the only ones who had pâté de foie gras at an altitude of 17,000 feet.
That does not surprise me one bit. Dr. John Warwick Montgomery is Professor Emeritus at the University of Luton in England. Never goes anyplace without his foie gras. All right, that's soundbite number six. It's time to call 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. It's very simple. You have heard the soundbites. Now you call. You tell me which is your soundbite of the week and why. 505-7850. 1-800-730-2727. You can also email us. That's fine, too. We'll keep a running tally. issuesetc@kfuo.org. Best caller, not the person who votes for the winner, best caller gets an Issues Etc. travel mug. Here are the sound bites just for your review. The first one was Senator Hillary Clinton of New York offering her interpretation, her religious interpretation of immigration reform. She says it would outlaw the Good Samaritan, perhaps even Jesus. Father Juarez, speaking on immigration reform, was trying to speak for just about everybody when he invoked every good doer and deity he could think of, including Allah, the Jewish God, Jesus, Buddha. Maybe he had some more. We didn't get it all. Uwe Simonetto offering rare kudos to the Muslims in France for, in his words, going in and beating the brown matter out of these young people who are protesting having to work in France. Our caller from California commenting on what she considers to be the feminization of Sunday morning services. It's a lot like a Tupperware party, she says. Ben Witherington giving some good advice and counsel on how to read the Da Vinci Code. He says, read it as hysterical fiction rather than historical fiction. And Dr. Montgomery talking about foie gras at 17,000 feet. 505-7850. 1-800-730-2727. Let's play Soundbite of the Week. Our in-studio email address, issuesetc@kfuo.org. Up first, Lisa calling from her car. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I have to vote for Uwe Simonetto. First of all, I enjoy him so much when he's on your show, but I'm going to be telling everybody about brown matter. I mean, that's just too funny. So anyway, I'm voting for his soundbite.
Now, before I let you go, why do you enjoy Uwe as a guest so much? We hear this a lot.
Oh, he's so intelligent, so articulate, gets right to the heart of the matter. He's just wonderful.
All right, Lisa, thank you very much for the call. There's one vote for Uwe Simonetto and his brown matter quote. And with only one vote, it could be soundbite of the week unless the rest of you call 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Now, again, you don't have to agree with what the soundbite has to say. It's just one of those things that when you hear it, you say, I need to hear that again. We pick these. You pick yours for the same reason we pick the whole list. We pick the whole list because we hear it in the course of doing the program. We say to ourselves, that was great for any number of reasons. That was remarkable. That was interesting. That was outrageous. We put it on our list, and then you get to pick the soundbite of the week. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. It is true. Uwe does get straight to the point. I think it's what makes him one of the best guest we have on the program. He cuts through the brown matter, one might say. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Let's hear Uwe's soundbite again. This is what Lisa says is her soundbite of the week.
Obviously, I'm no great friend of the Muslim thugs that come in and break up the downtown areas. But for once they do the job, they come in, and they do the job that these demonstrating kids' parents should have done 10 years ago. That's giving them a good old lashing, you see, I mean, once in a while. So I mean, they come in from the suburbs and beat the brown matter out of them, which unfortunately the parents should have done. But again, it's like in this country. If you spank your child, you're some kind of a fiend.
All right, soundbite of the week. The phones are filling up, 505-7850. 1-800-730-2727. Up next, here's Sean calling from his car. Hi, Sean.
Yes. It's got to be Uwe Simonetto, absolutely.
And why so?
You know, again, he hits it right on the nail right on the head. It seems to me that we're a country that we got lots of brown matter, but less and less gray matter all the time.
Interesting.
What's that?
It sounds like Sean's going for soundbite of the week, too. Sean, thank you very much. Appreciate you listening. All right, Uwe's got two votes, and he's beating everybody else. Let's see what Bob from Newport, Virginia, listening on the Internet, has to say. Bob, which is your soundbite of the week?
How about Newport, Vermont?
Vermont, okay.
Well, it was close because we had the field marshal talking about his foie gras.
Yes.
And we had the Tupperware parties, and we had the hysterical fiction, but it has to be Mr. Simonetto with das Braunstoff.
Bob, thank you very much. All right? He was even willing to say that there were others in the running. And this is tough competition. I mean, you've got foie gras against brown matter. That's pretty tough. And Uwe Simonetto against, if the two of those guys ever got in the same room at the same time. Yeah, who would pay the bar bill, says Jeff. I wouldn't be paying the bar bill because both of them have far too expensive taste for me. But if the two of them ever got in the same room at the same time, there might be some sort of a temporal displacement or I don't know. I wouldn't like to think about it. Each one of them individually is enough to take on their own. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Let's talk with Jesse calling from his car. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
Good. I like the one about the priest that supposedly if he's a father. This I'm new listening to your station, and I was just listening in. And him bringing in all the rest of the religions just to me confirms the Bible that, you know, we're all becoming one, and it's not right.
All right, so you picked it because it reflects for you the danger of kind of this religious pluralism that seems to be infecting everybody.
Also political and everything, pointing to the one world movement, yes.
All right, Jesse, thank you very much. Let's play that one again. That's a soundbite number two. It is really remarkable. This is Father Juarez attempting to speak for just about everybody in the religious community.
As we walk the path of enlightened service of the Buddha, as we seek to follow the precepts of Allah, the Merciful, as we invoke the assistance of the God of Abraham, as we call upon the name of Jesus.
Now, one has to wonder what he means when he says we. I mean, that's the oddest phrase I've ever heard there. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. So it's three for Uwe Simonetto, one for Father Juarez. What does Kent say? No, I'm sorry. What does Robin say calling from Manchester? Hi, Robin.
I vote for John Warrant Montgomery.
All right. You like foie gras at 17,000 feet.
Yeah, I like that, and I liked what he said about the discovery of Noah's Ark and the opposition to it and the lies about it and how he went himself and how he found the tools. I have always been fascinated with that. And I've heard all the sound bites, but that was the only one that I sat down and told my husband about when he came home from work.
Oh, really?
Now, really fascinated with that.
Robin, you get it. You understand what sound bite of the week is all about. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks for calling. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Dr. Montgomery is soundbite number six. Let's see what Robin was voting for. Foie gras. Oops, that's the tail end of it. Why don't you back up to the front of it there? Here's
In
Dr.
my work on the mountain, I was better stocked with Conan Boer and Moet Champagne than anybody else had been. No doubt about that. We were the only ones who had pâté de foie gras at an altitude of 17,000 feet.
That does not surprise me one bit. Dr. John Warwick Montgomery is professor emeritus at the University of Luton in England. Never goes any place without his foie gras. All right, we're playing Soundbite of the Week, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Just under 10 minutes left, plenty of time for you to call and vote. So far, Uwe Simonetto is carrying it away with three votes. We got one for Dr. John Warwick Montgomery and his quest for his essential equipment that he carries on his quest to Mount Ararat looking for Noah's Ark. We've got one for Father Juarez speaking for every religion under the sun. Let's see what Kent has to say calling from his car. Hi, Kent.
Hi, Todd. Oh, boy. I don't know what to make of some of these, but I first have a confession.
Okay.
I heard Uwe the other day. I simply assumed he misspoke. I thought he meant gray matter. That shows you how slow on the uptake I am. The light bulb just went off here a few moments ago when I was listening to the votes come in.
So the sound bite of the weakiness of that soundbite didn't sink in for you until just recently.
No, the whole meaning of the thing.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. You didn't understand what he was talking about.
No. And I mean, I hear this every Thursday. I never vote. I guess the hysterical fiction quote.
Ben Witherington on the Da Vinci Code.
Right.
And why so?
Oh, just because of the timeliness of the Dan Brown hysteria, the lawsuit, and the upcoming movie.
All right. Kent, thank you very much. Thanks for listening. The rest of you, it's time to vote for your soundbite of the week, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Let's play soundbite number five. This is Ben Witherington on how to read the Da Vinci Code.
Let's be clear. The Priory of Zion is basically a modern myth. Opus Dei is a genuine Catholic organization which does not have albino monks as headmen. And so the truth of the matter is that you need to read this as hysterical fiction rather than historical fiction when you're reading the Da Vinci Code.
All right, let's go back to the phones playing soundbite of the week. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Listening in Canada, here's Gary. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Todd. I am convinced that the Tupperware lady has to have at least one vote. I thought she had taken it away, and then I keep hearing people, no one's voted for her yet, so I had to vote for her. I just thought it was an absolutely wonderful insight in the way that she put it.
You are expressing precisely my surprise as well, Gary, and because when I first heard it, and when we put it in the list, I thought, oh, this is going to carry it away for sure. Thanks very much, Gary.
Thank you.
All right, this is our caller from California talking about the feminization of Sunday morning. This is what Gary's voting for.
But I think in a lot of churches, their worship services have become kind of religious Tupperware parties. They're always trying to sell something. You know, the thing is that happens with those parties, it's been my experience going to them, women will use relationships sometimes to kind of manipulate people to buy things.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. And in some churches, people come in and there's this kind of manipulation going on. They're trying to sell you something. And it isn't even really preaching anymore. It's just a germ of an idea. I don't really have it well developed, but when you said that, it really struck me that I think the thing that keeps men away from many churches is that element that keeps them away from little parties like that. It's this feeling when you walk through the door, they're trying to get something from me, and they're trying to do it in a manipulative way, and I don't want to have anything to do with this.
That's our caller from California. Gary says she gets a vote. She has one. Dr. John Warwick Montgomery has one. Ben Witherington has one. Father Juarez has one. Uwe Simonetto has three, if I've been keeping count correctly. It's Soundbite of the Week, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. And I'm a bit surprised that no one has voted for soundbite number one, Senator Hillary Clinton on immigration reform, where she very famously now has said that let's just hear it. Here's Senator.
I think we need to sound the alarm about what is being done in the Congress. This bill would literally criminalize the Good Samaritan and probably even Jesus himself.
No votes on that one yet. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Let's see. Joe in West Bend, Wisconsin. Joe, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Well, my vote would have to be for the priest in his prayer to every known deity to his liking. I was just wondering if he maybe was schizophrenic and was praying to each one of his personality's gods or something, and that's why he said we.
I was wondering at the word we as well, Joe. Thanks for listening in Wisconsin. All right, there's another vote that's pretty close behind Uwe Simonetto that gives Father Juarez, attempting to speak for every deity, two votes. Up next, Roland calling from his car. Hi, Roland.
How you doing?
Doing well.
At first, I considered voting for Hillary, but I don't want to start a bad habit. And I also considered Dr. Montgomery, but he kind of pushes my Epicurean desires to a limit where I don't want to go. So I'm going to have to vote for my fellow German, my fellow Ostie, good old Uwe. I do think it was the best. It made the best impression on me today.
All right. Thank you very much, Roland. Giving Uwe four, and he's outstripping everybody else during Soundbite of the Week. I don't know. It made me hungry. Is that what he meant by pushing my Epicurean? I don't know what Roland was saying. It made me hungry to hear him talk about champagne and foie gras at 17,000 feet. Ellen calls from Baldwin. Hi, Ellen.
Oh, hello, Pastor. All of the sound bites are very interesting, but I liked what that lady had to say when she described the condition of some churches, because there is such an absence of good sound doctrine and theology in so many churches, and I thought she just gave a beautiful description of what the churches some are becoming.
Ellen, thank you. All right, that's two votes for our caller from California. That's soundbite number four. That's tied with soundbite number two, Father Juarez, and Uwe Simonetto is carrying it away still so far with four votes. One for Dr. Ben Witherington, one for Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. In Palm Bay, Florida, here's Matt. Hi, Matt.
Good afternoon, Todd. How you doing?
Doing well.
I'm going to vote for the Tupperware lady.
Okay, that's our caller from California. Why so?
Because I think her insight tells us exactly why Father Juarez was speaking the way he's speaking.
Ooh, tell me more.
He's selling what he's selling, and he's going to do it by invoking everybody's God to make all of us feel so good that we're going to buy what the brown matter that he's throwing at us.
He combines it all, Matt. Thank you very much. I would call that a, what do they call it in soccer or in hockey, a hat trick? Three in one from Matt in Palm Bay, Florida. Golly, I had Bob's name down for the best caller to send him the mug, Bob in Vermont, but I got to put Matt down as a close contender. Send them both one? Boy, Jeff is feeling generous today. Buzz, who are you voting for? Buzz is voting for any of the last four. That doesn't help me, Buzz. Which one are you voting for? Make a choice. What do you choose, Jeff? The field marshal? Monty? All right, Monty. That gives Monty two. Golly, I'd hate to think what would happen if he found out I didn't vote for him. Maybe I shouldn't vote at all. Buzz, which one is it?
Which caller?
Yeah, which of the sound bites do you vote for? You're going to go with four. He's going with our caller from California. All right. I have no time to take any more phone calls. I will have to break the tie. The tie is between Uwe Simonetto and his Muslim/French brown matter. And our caller from California talking about the Tupperware party that is so often Sunday morning. Just for the sake of those who are keeping track, two votes for Father Juarez invoking every deity. Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, his culinary desires atop Mount Ararat, two votes, and Dr. Ben Witherington on how to read the Da Vinci Code as hysterical fiction, getting one vote. Hillary Clinton didn't get a single vote. That had to be soundbite of the week for most people. I'm breaking the tie. Both Bob in Vermont and Matt in Florida call us back, and we'll give you one of our issues, etc., travel mugs. And I'm voting for the collar.
Listen weekday afternoons to Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is critical for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our address is 85 Founders Lane, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. You can donate by credit card on our resource line, 1-800-737-0172, 1-800-737-0172. For a free audio copy of this hour of Issues Etc., please visit the audio archive section at KFUO.org. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of AM 850 KFUO. Issues Etc. is a broadcast service of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.